Our next item is Chipotle Mexican Grill, preliminary site plan on Route 1.
Really, this probably should have been listed as a conceptual site plan.
All right, we'll consider it as such.
It's a site plan for a 2,200 square foot restaurant, which would be located on one of the Tanger Outlet sites. The setbacks meet the requirements of the zoning ordinance. When the original outlets were constructed, the parking was based on 5 spaces per 1,000 square foot gross leasable area. Since then, the ordinance was amended, and it requires 20% additional parking for any building or groups of buildings that exceed 75,000 square feet. The developers are asking that the parking still be calculated at the 5 spaces per 1,000 square feet of gross leasable area. A few years back, Mr. Burrell, the assistant county attorney, he wrote a letter and basically stated that section 115-164 of the ordinance permits the commission the authority to modify the requirements if you feel they are excessive or unreasonable. With the restaurant being added, they would have to add probably over 200 more parking spaces.
Based on the restaurant's individual requirements?
Based on the gross, the six spaces.
Right.
Okay.
Well, you have to recalculate them all when you do that, not just that one little area.
I think this is where that reasonable part comes in.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what, I mean, I'll echo what Mr. Burrell said. It's 115-164, and there has to be a determination that the parking requirements are clearly excessive and unreasonable. And so, you know, I think it's appropriate to make that determination. What I guess the commission needs to decide is if it has enough information at this point to determine whether, you know, it is excessive and unreasonable. Well, they're just saying, well, we were under the old requirements, although we're building a new structure, which one should apply?
Mr. Abbott, you said that it would result in an additional 200 spaces. Is that right?
Once you recalculate the
total. Once you recalculate, they would be required to put in 200 spaces for a 2,200 square foot restaurant, so that'd be one for every 10 square feet. Yeah,
I think that's what I was going to ask. Is the 200?
I think that's clearly accessible. Excessive.
But is that based on the overall square footage of the whole Tanger Outlet?
Whole Tanger Outlet.
So that's if you.
But the effect is, though, you're requiring 200 more spaces for a 2,200 square foot restaurant. That's the only thing that's changing.
Right.
So in my mind, I think it's excessive. But what do I know?
I agree. I mean, we've had this discussion in general as a potential ordinance consideration in our ongoing discussions about.
Well, and let's ask this question too. In fairness and completeness, are there chronic parking issues there? I mean, are there chronic parking issues at Tanger? Are we getting a lot of complaints
on a rainy day, maybe?
Yeah.
On a rainy day in the summertime.
I mean, is it causing any particular problem, or is it just
I'm not aware of that.
Causing people to have to ride around and look for space.
What would be if you went back under the old requirements? Were they right at their limits at parking? I mean, if we just say, all right, we're going to apply the old requirements to this new restaurant, what would happen?
It'd be one for every 200. Right?
But that's one of the reasons I said conceptual, because I need a better site plan to figure out.
Well, let's do that then. If you want, you can either kick it back or you can approve it as a concept, right? We can still approve it as a concept at this point.
I'd prefer to see a better site plan than this. I'm having trouble with my magnifying lens even reading the site plan that I have here available to me, number one. Number two, I'd have a question as to whether or not this restaurant is taking up parking spaces that are currently there.
It's because you don't have the hat that goes with that magnifying glass.
You're right.
Their intent is to restrate the parking area, the existing parking area.
Because it looks like what they're doing is eliminating parking. That's why I was asking if they're maxed out even now, just, you know, under the old requirements, because they're eliminating parking and then adding something that's going to generate more parking.
Put it on the next
after
meeting.
Eliminating some.
Well, we can.
And it's pretty, it gets kind of full out there. I mean, There's not been any complaints, though.
Is there a representative from this project here?
North Carolina.
Well, I don't think it would be out of the way.
Just checking out enough of you fellows back there.
Well, you could.
I know Lake Women voters are here. Thank you very much.
We could certainly defer.
We appreciate your being here.
Oh, man, am I going to get another letter now?
Yep.
Shucks. Okay. If you could defer it and just ask for more information, right? Or table it for more information for a better site plan, or.
Well, here's one of my concerns, gentlemen, is that if they start adding pad sites and what currently exists, is that going to compound the problem or not? Or are we going to get into a situation where we can use shared parking and it's not a problem? I mean, you know, we've approved project with shared parking. I know we did it with Bethany Blues, is one that stands out the most. And I think even with that, there's not enough parking, but still, having been there on some nights when.
This is probably the only portion of this site where they could put any kind of pad site. Because the other pad site is basically Applebee's.
Yeah.
Right? Yes. Yeah, Applebee's. So it's similar to the other side. If you looked at the other half, you'd see a Applebee's sort of in the center, sort of same basic layout.
Right, but what I mean is that we do it if we were. I'd like more information.
Okay, I'm just saying. I'm just telling you that's the only pad site they could have. There wouldn't be any more pad sites.
Right here on this particular piece.
On that site.
Right, but they have other sites where they could turn around and stick other pad sites.
Which they are.
And then we got parking problems.
But we just did the one a few weeks ago for the pad site at
the bank. Yeah.
The bank at the pad site across from Roadhouse.
Yes, and that's where they also put in the underground
infiltration,
which is, in turn will give them some parking as well.
Yeah, right.
So,
because on this one, you know, just to say one thing, you know, we've talked about the 20% extra parking being burdensome and probably unnecessary. You know, because
yes.
You see all the impervious areas. This one isn't that. We're starting at just the base parking that's required for everything and saying, okay, are we going to even go less than that? That's a little bit different of a conversation that we've been having on the big box stuff. So,
but it is a shared parking situation at Tiger, right?
Not really. Not in the sense of, not in the, not, I mean, they own all the parcels.
So yeah, and it's the uses not, at the same
it's
time.
It's all one parcel.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all one parcel, yeah.
That's
so,
what I mean, but there's no concrete barriers or anything separating. You can park on one side of the parking lot.
Oh, yeah. You can park anywhere you want.
Many
sure.
Times I've been
the
there,
parking's there for everybody. Yeah. There's no designated.
So really the peak for a restaurant is probably not going to overlap with the peak for a shopping plaza or whatever. I mean, it can at Christmas or certain rainy days, but typically that shared parking alleviates overflow.
True. I think you can table for more information, or you can approve as a concept and then look at the site plan when it comes back. It's up to you.
Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning Chipotle Mexican Grill preliminary site plan, my motion is for a deferral for further information.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on Chipotle Mexican Grill preliminary site plan on Route 1 for further information. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next